Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, March 19th, 2021. I'm Rich Schiraffolino. According to an internal company post obtained by BuzzFeed News, Instagram is developing a version of its platform targeted at users under 13 years old. Instagram head Adam Mosseri will oversee the project, and led by VP Pavni Dewani, who previously led Google's child-focused products, including YouTube Kids. The National Football League finalized its 11-year media rights agreement, adding Amazon Prime Video as an exclusive partner for its Thursday Night Football package. The NFL is renewing TV rights with all of its existing broadcast partners, with Disney now able to stream all NFL games that air on ABC and ESPN on ESPN+. YouTube started rolling out its TikTok rival called Shorts in beta to all creators in the U.S. An earlier version of the Shorts creators tools have been available in India since September. Mozilla, ADT, Dropbox, Eventbrite, Reddit, Vimeo, and Wikimedia sent a letter to acting FCC chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel calling for the commission to reinstate net neutrality rules as critical for preserving the internet as a free and open medium that promotes innovation and spurs economic growth. Net neutrality rules in the U.S. were originally instated in 2015 by reclassifying ISPs as common carriers under Title II of the Communications Act of 1934, which were subsequently repealed by the FCC in 2018. The U.S. Department of Justice charged Till Kottmann, a Swiss national, with theft and fraud related to breaking into 100 companies through misconfigured source code repositories and leaking proprietary data on his personal website, facing a potential 2 to 20 years in jail. Kottmann also leaked video footage from the cloud-based surveillance firm Verkada earlier this month, although this is not included in the charges. The messaging app Telegram is bringing its voice chats feature to channels after launching them in groups in December. Channel voice chats will have no limit on participants, are recordable by admins, show bio text for participants, adds a raised hand mechanic, and include direct invite links for speakers and listeners. Twitter began testing letting users watch YouTube videos directly in their timeline on iOS. The test will run for 4 weeks with a small group of users in Canada, the US, Japan, and Saudi Arabia, with Twitter saying it will scale the test based on initial results. The Financial Times' sources say Apple sent warnings to at least two Chinese app developers using a tool called CAID to track users without consent in violation of Apple's forthcoming app tracking transparency rules. CAID is produced by the China Advertising Association and reportedly in testing by large Chinese firms like Baidu, ByteDance, and Tencent, and currently only supports opting out of user tracking. NVIDIA has raised paid memberships for its cloud gaming service GeForce Now to $9.99 a month or $99.99 a year, now calling these priority memberships. Existing founder members can keep their existing subscription prices as long as they remain subscribers. Otherwise, they can't leave and then pay $5 a month again. The Motion Picture Association reports that online video subscriptions increased 26% in the year in 2020 to 1.1 billion globally. Digital entertainment accounted for 76% of global home entertainment, up from 48% in 2019, But the combined theatrical and home entertainment market still shrank overall 18% in the year to $80.8 billion. A new note from analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says Apple's upcoming mixed reality headset will use eye tracking that looks at how several different wavelengths of light reflect off the retina, allowing for more responsive experience and letting the system focus on rendering areas a user is actually looking at. It's unclear if the headset will support iris tracking, but Kuo says that based on reported hardware specifications, it should be possible. And finally, a Barnes & Noble spokesperson told The Verge the company will reveal a new Nook tablet designed with Lenovo next week. The company's e-reader Nooks have been out of stock on its website, which the company says is due to strong demand, while its Android-based Nook tablets have not been sold since July 2020. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.